What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can I go behind the curtain?
Yeah, go ahead.
Andy asked him, Brown, fantasy, who might you draft?
Oh, yeah.
Andy had a name written down.
Yes.
He was all happy. He was all excited.
I said,
he wasn't showing it to me.
What?
He was going to flip it.
Okay.
And Aaron Schott said,
don't give the name.
I'm not going to give the name.
So
Andy was ready to go.
So I looked at our roster and I said, okay, if you were in a fantasy draft, which one of these guys would be the most exciting? And I didn't think he would say Jerry Jeudy based on what he had said before. So when I went after him on the fantasy question, I wrote down a name.
Long snapper.
I wrote down a name thinking that he would say that, and then I was going to turn the piece of paper over as he said it to show Jeff how smart I was.
It looked like a smart guy, yeah.
I look at him, I go, watch this. And what name did you think I think he'd say? Dan, you with me on this one? You want to guess? What name did I think? Take Jerry Jeudy off the board or any of our quarterbacks.
Junkins.
I would have thought, too.
That's a good... I didn't. I went David Njoku.
Of course he did.
I thought he was going to say Njoku. That'd be your best value guy to pick. That's what I thought he was going to say. And he said no one.
Nobody.
And then I was going to fire Njoku back, and he goes, I wouldn't even take Njoku. I was like, okay, thanks, bud. See you later.
Because of the quarterbacks.
Peace out. Yeah, because of the quarterback. But I also think... And I'll say it 100 times over. If you don't think, I think the easiest place for a quarterback to go on a quick play is tight end every time. They're always a big target. Most guys have big arms and they're easy to find, I think, after you say hike because they're so close to the line. Just saying. I think the most rock solid play on a pass is to the tight end every time. Unless you know you've got. Like, I don't mind, like, if, say, you go trips right or trips left, and then you have the middle wide receiver bounce back behind the line of scrimmage, and you pass it down the line, and then you try to run, like, a screen down the line.
Okay.
Okay, so that, I think, is a high percentage play, too.
Nice job, coach.
Well, don't you agree? I mean, think about it. What's a high percentage play?
Handing it off.
Goodbye. I'm done with you. Well, speaking of trying to be a coach there, the Kevin Stefanski question that I asked him, too, I think Kevin is in, like, one of the weirdest spots in coaching history. If you take his name away from it and you try to think about the fact that the owner didn't kind of basically come out and say, you know what, it's my fault, or he took the blame for bringing in Deshaun Watson when he said swing and a miss.
He sure didn't put anything on the coach.
No, he didn't.
Sure.
So now you're in a situation where you've got four quarterbacks in, you've got two first-round draft picks coming in next year, and Deshaun Watson. So let's just be honest about it. You've got four, five... You may have seven quarterbacks in front of you right now. Two don't exist on the team yet. What kind of pressure is on Kevin Stefanski? What does he have to prove to come back to make sure that he's got at least one more year?
I think there's always pressure on a head coach. And even though, Andy, we can sit here and say, well, the owner said it was a big swing and a miss and Kevin didn't make the trade, there's still pressure on a head coach to win games. I'm convinced that if they roll out another 3-14, Kevin's not going to be here. I don't think he'll be here.
I don't. If I was Kevin, I would almost want a fresh start somewhere else too. To be honest with you, wouldn't you?
No, I. You want a job, and he's got a job, that, and he makes a lot of money.
You heard what Aaron said.
That he's Kevin, heavily invested here, and he said he'd get another job,
and he would get another job.
Maybe Kevin's family likes it here. Maybe, you know, let's go back to the Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
maybe he likes it here. Remember, Kevin's a very. If you look at his resume, I think you can draw conclusions. He's a very content guy. He's a guy who likes the process because he spent 14 years with one organization.
Sure.
He's an NFL coach, Andy, who's been with only two teams. I'll wait while we try and find somebody who that fits. How many guys can you think of in the I can't even think of anybody. I don't know. I would think other than a new coach in the league, a coach who's been in the league under than, say, let's say less than 10 years, I'll bet you he's one of maybe three guys who have only been with two teams. Those guys are just vagabonds. They go
and that's
everywhere.
Also, but it's interesting that you say that.
Which makes me think he'd love to stay here.
Well, I think it's really cute, and it's very utopian of you. Sometimes when we have these conversations, you're like, well, where's his family? And, oh, look at that. His in-laws are in Atlanta.
I'm sorry. You did the whole thing about Kirk Cousins. Well, he liked Minnesota. They loved it there.
They did like it there. That's what I just put the words that came out of his mouth.
Well, Kevin Stefanski is a pro, has worked in two places.
Okay.
Period. I'm just saying that to me, I can interpret that.
But he also grew up in Philly, too. So don't you think I'd like to go back home?
Maybe, except they have a coach who's pretty damn good.
Well, maybe he wants to get rid of that coach. He wants that gig. That's his dream job. I mean,
It might be one. All I'm saying is, if I'm Kevin, I'd probably like to hang on to the job I have because, A, I have it, and, B, there are only 31 others in the league, and there's no guarantee I'm getting one, despite what Aaron Schott said. And I think Aaron's right. I think somebody else would hire him.
Well,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't think it's very easy to get a job, and I do think he would get another job. Worst case scenario, he'd end up as somebody's coordinator in the next year. That's worst case scenario. Is that pay the same? Is the duties a little bit different? Yeah, they're totally different. But I, if they walk away with this with a 3-win season, not only is the front office, I think, going to be frustrated, but I think Kevin's going to be frustrated too. And that's maybe one of those situations where you say, all right, someone needs a change of scenery. And it's nothing. It goes back to that legendary press conference where Mark Shapiro said, hey, Mark, what kind of a manager are you looking for in the future after he just fired Eric Wedge, who was going to be there till the end of the week? And he goes, oh, I'm looking for a manager like Eric Wedge. And I'm like, then why did you just fire him? Like, it was one of the most truthful, insane answers I've ever heard. Because at the time, I don't think he wanted to fire Eric, but I think he felt like everybody just needed a change of scenery at that point. It was strictly business, and I don't think it was anything personal. So, and I think that we would be in that same situation at the end of it here next year if they only have 3 wins. And that's nothing. And by the way, the schedule is...
You don't think they survive another 3-win season despite all of the question marks NFL and the lack
rules,
of talent.
The law of the NFL says you're 100% right. They do not survive. There's a 3-win season is not... I don't know of any coaching staff that's going to survive a 3-win season. I don't care if you've won Super Bowls before.
2 in a row. That doesn't happen. So that they still
Although,
have, they
we
still
had a coach that won one game in 2 years, right? We had a coach that won one game in 2 years, and everything was going to be better because Hugh Jackson was here, baby. He was here.
Don't blame Hugh for all that.
Well, some of it's on Hugh.
I would say a little bit of it's on Hugh.
The day he stepped out and said Deshaun Kizer is our franchise quarterback, I was like,
you think he was making that call completely by himself? No.
I wouldn't say that and though. Why would you say that?
Why would you say Hugh Jackson's here, baby?
Because he actually said it.
I know. So why would he did say it? And
that's
then he went out,
no
and, then he went
tell
out
a
and
coach
said Deshaun Kizer's our a franchise quarterback.
Andy Baskett's here, baby. I said it. I'm here. Pass me a Stroh's. I don't know, does that even exist anymore?
Cannon, I feel it every day.
Yeah, no kidding. I do too. Same thing. The schedule is so hard.
It's awful.
Am I the only one that looks at this thing and even if you thought the Browns were a good team, like, and you felt like they had their quarterback and you felt like you had a guy that could lead them out on the field and give you a chance on every Sunday, man, I look at that schedule and I cringe.
And if they go 2-4 in the first 6, it's a major accomplishment.
Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit. First 4.
Give me 2 more.
Minnesota, Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh on what is going to be a whacked out week because they're coming back from London.
If they win 2 of those first 6 games, it's a major accomplishment. I'm not just like belittling their abilities. That would be an accomplishment if you win 2 of those 6 games.
It's Miami at home. Obviously, the weather and playing outside is going to make a huge factor in that game. Man, it's a good thing we don't have a dome because it'd give all the home field advantage.
Isn't it still in October?
Still in October.
The Miami game?
Yeah, it could be warm. Can anyone turn on the snow machine for that game?
It's the best time of the year here in Northeast Ohio, Andy.
Jeff, we have argued about a lot of things over 13 years. That, I agree with you. Autumn on Lake Erie,
right
on the shores of Lake Erie, the most beautiful time of year.
Autumn. Under the dome of Brook Park.
It'll be beautiful. The leaves will nestle in.
On the glass.
Against the clear glass roof. Oh, yeah. What happens if they get leaves?
I was out there yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
Where the stadium's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is there a lot of land out there?
So the one Ford plant that's there stays, right? It's still there. I've heard that they've kind of talked before.
They're on Henry Ford Boulevard. Also known as Engle Road.
Yeah, well, they renamed the street.
Sean Kizer Way.
Oh, Jeff Phelps. Jeff Phelps, did you just say that?
I made Dan laugh. There was a pop of air that came out of his mouth on that. That was close to a laugh.
We got a minute. What should the name of the street that the new stadium's on? What should they name it?
Why did I bring it up, Dan? Oh, I'm sorry.
Give me a name.
I apologize.
Give me a name. What would be a good name?
Henry Ford Way.
Jim Brown Boulevard? Is that what it is?
Henry Ford Way.
What are you naming it?
I think the better question is, what do you rename the street that the stadium used to be on?
Guess what? Lou Boudreau Boulevard, which is what it was before they tore it down.
Oh, I just call it the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Steal it all right there. Factory of Sadness Way.
What's the name of the street? Think about it. We'll talk about that in a second.
God,
also, wait a minute. We're going to talk about the All-Star game coming up here.
Are we?
Technology rules. That's You're about great. To find out. Yeah, if you want, I'll take your name. What street should the new stadium be on? I'm good with it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.